This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Officials say a suicide bomber struck a crowded mosque inside a police compound in Pakistan, killing at least 59 people, wounding over 150 more. That bombing caused the roof to collapse, and most of the casualties were police. It was not clear how the bomber was able to slip into the walled compound, located in a high-security zone with other government buildings. A commander for the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility, but hours later, a spokesperson for the group distanced itself from that attack. In Pakistan, which is mostly Sunni Muslim, has seen a surge in militant violence since November, when the Pakistani Taliban ended their ceasefire agreement with government forces.
To Ukraine.
No.
U.S. President Joe Biden returning to the White House, making it clear he would not be sending F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. Ukraine's defense minister last week said he will now push for Western fourth-generation fighter planes such as the U.S. F-16 after securing supplies of battle tanks. The IMF has upgraded its outlook for the global economy in 2023, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reporting.
The outlook for the global economy is growing slightly brighter as China eases its zero COVID policies, and the world shows surprising resilience in the face of high inflation, elevated interest rates, and Russia's ongoing war against Ukraine. That's the view of the International Monetary Fund, which now expects the world economy to grow 2.9% this year. That forecast is better than the 2.7% expansion for the year that the IMF predicted back in October, although that's still down from the estimated 3.4% growth for last year. The IMF foresees inflation easing this year as a result of aggressive interest rate hikes by the Federal Reserve and other